August 14, 2023, it's Watt for Pedro Show. Watt for Pedro Show, happy Monday. Started off John Coltrane. A lot of excerpts from this show, November 22, 1962. This is Every Time We Say Goodbye. A little peace. And then Cinema Cinema, Info Ghetto. And because of those software engineers at Stony with their Skype invention, I got with me Evan Paul, Cinema Cinema. Welcome aboard, gentlemen.
Hey, Watt. Thanks for having us.
Absolute, absolute. So, tell me about this new fucking record.
It's pretty crazy. We got a guest with us. We got a wild man, a percussion Maven, a instrumental noodling wacko, a beautiful soul named Thor Harris.
Oh, Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir. You know him, and you must know him well.
I got to jam with him.
He came,
I shit thee not, Brother F. He came to Pedro, and we jammed for like 3 fucking hours. I guess he's got these prods, like kind of reggae thing, you know? And he wanted just a tune, and we got 3. He got a whole album out of that shit. We just jammed. He's beautiful spirit. Beautiful cat. Okay. Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you told part of the story. He's a beautiful spirit. He's a beautiful cat. And he came our way through Brooklyn, New York. And we had spoken to our good friend Martin Beese, a producer over here.
Oh, yes.
You know Martin, too.
Dude, I was at the Beese thing, you know, when he didn't have a booth. He was in the room with the band when Sonic Youth did the Evil album.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's wild. That's the Beese we speak of, Brother Watt. So Thor was coming to Brooklyn. We called our good friend BC, and we asked him to get an afternoon free in that amazing studio, BC Studio, that you were in back in that Sonic Youth day and that we've been in a whole bunch over the last decade, luckily, as we've become a compadre of Martin. And we convened without a plan other than let's play and see if we get something out of it. And we wound up getting an album out of it, like you said. So it was a magical occurrence.
And was it just you and Paul and Martin?
And Thor.
Yeah. So, okay, it was a fourfer. Okay.
Yeah.
And, like who went first?
Well, Thor came on down with his arms swinging. No instruments. He said, you know what? We're going to put together whatever Martin has laying around
work
and whatever Paul has laying around. Because Paul, cousin Paul, who hasn't spoke up yet, but he's the drummer. And Thor primarily plays drums, although he played some synths on this, too. So Thor came rolling into town because he was doing a session with some other people. Didn't have anything on him. Martin, who produced it, and my cousin Paul, who's on with us, cobbled together a little cocktail kit. Martin grabbed a synthesizer from 1989 out of a closet. We ran a bunch of wires. Thor set himself up with a sweet little sweet spot to compose from. And Paul, myself, and Thor just went for it. We played all afternoon. And after the fact, we harvested all that material with Martin. We kind of cut through it, and we found the good stuff. And then we honed that down into what became the album. So it was all of us blowing together, going together, and following the love like an improv songwriting session. It was pretty magical, something that we're really proud of.
Now, I played Info Ghetto. That wasn't the first baby, right? Or was it?
Info Ghetto was at the beginning of the first jam.
Okay.
It was.
Okay. Well, I want to play another jam, This Dream.
All right.
The romance of the fork and spoon. Flying fish across the moon. An orange given to an open plum. Sunset falling on two black suns. Swallows nesting in an open book. A waking dream in our breakfast nook. A snow white sky in our swimming pool. And snow blind mercy for the ocean's droop.
Shining pond. alternate world, alternate age, alternate life. Alternate world, alternate age, alternate life. Oh, we'll shed our skin, we'll walk the other side. For it and conquer everything.
I'll tell you what, Taco Bell was not judging me for not being Mexican enough, and I was not judging Taco Bell for not being Mexican enough. We had an understanding. God damn it. This song is going to be good.
I put the door in a wall of the town, with a nuclear flame on the ground, and I'm a pain of the disappearance. Well, I'm almost too ready for the fight. Oh, well, you can count on my way. You'll be late. So proud, and I know I'm too big. I'm beginning to sweat from the heat. Well, I'm missing the feeling from me. I have a motorcycle, never been told. And now I look
those of you who have the compact disc version of this album, remember the sample. Am I too old to jump from here? Am I? Can I? I'm really old. Oh, it still works. Now I can tell what the hell
times one. I feel like I'm staring straight into the sun. I can't tell, I might be dead. Well, I'm pretty sure it's all in my head. What am I without any sin? Don't want to fight, cause I don't want to win. Often I question, often I see, often I wonder, often I be. It's a human reaction.
Human reaction.
A human reaction.
Human reaction.
It's a human reaction.
Human reaction.
A human reaction.
Human reaction.
Toutes les raisons de faire une révolution sont là. Il n'en manque aucune. Le naufrage de la politique. L'arrogance des puissants. Le règne du faux. La vulgarité des riches. Les cataclysmes de l'industrie. La misère galopante. L'exploitation nue. L'apocalypse écologique. Toutes les raisons sont réunies. Mais ce ne sont pas les raisons qui font les révolutions. Ce sont les corps. Et les corps sont devant des écrans.
Thank you.
stroke versus song versus poetry versus toilet versus dream versus.
Watch for Pedro Show. That chunk of music start off Cinema Cinema doing This Dream. Part of that dream. Fucking Thor Martin Paul F dream. We had Gollum in the Red Planet after that. Gollums of the Red Planet, I should say, out of Kent, Ohio. Brand new. Red Chop. Brett H. Hart out of North Carolina with Harmony. Tobin Sprout, Bad Scenes. Maybe that's Ohio. Or maybe that's fucking Michigan. What is geography? Cup. Now, I know that's Manhattan because that's Nels Klein and Yukonda. Their little proj collab. Sun Lux, brand new. It's a collab, speaking of which, that's what his new album is. And Kishibashi is this one, Alternate World, Alternate Life. Manzinga, Ann Arbor, live, June 4, 2023. Tunes called Thorium Orbiter. Shout out to Chris Box there. Great bassman. Doug Wimbush, talking about bassman. Great cat out of Connecticut. Gangsta. 100 Flowers, big influence on Minutemen when they are called Urinals. You know, they changed their name to 100 Flowers to get more gigs. Didn't work. They went back to Urinals. And this is the fucking eponymous, right? 100 Flowers, the name of the tune. MSSV, this is a tour. Watts going to shove off 3 weeks. The MSSV crew. Human Reaction, name of the tune, also the name of the album. That will be tour. The Drift Institute after that. Percent. She's singing in France. So maybe European connect. And then finally, Cinema. Walk into the Ocean. So I'm assuming, like, titles came way after the fact.
Actually, a good handful of vocals I spit out right in the room when we're improvising the music. It was a wild experience. I haven't done that much before. So some of the stuff, like Walking to the Ocean, for instance, that vocal... That's on the spit take mic in the room with us. Martin had to do his best to, you know, take that vocal and make it usable because it's on that, like, you know, just lead guide vocal mic. Some old, it wasn't one of his good vocal mics, but yeah, Walking to the Ocean, that was one that had a title coming right out of the jam because the vocals just popped out of my mouth, just like another instrument improvising. It was pretty wild. A couple of the songs came out with vocals attached. It was wild.
Well, I was talking title, but yeah, I understand. Since the fucking jams, right, the rhythm, the instruments, that was freestyling. Why not the words? But like the titles, you know, I always ask people when they, because like Watt has to start with titles to write songs, but a lot of cats, they put them on the end. So I assumed, which is very dangerous. My pop said that spelling wasn't an accident, right? You make an ass out of you and me. Thought that was pure magic. Okay, enlighten us to fucking this dream and Info Ghetto.
Well, this dream and Info Ghetto are two of the more ethereal kind of mellow vibing, dark tinged movements on the record. They're really informed by our direction being swerved up by Thor. Not only did Thor play percussion, but he also did a bunch of synth stuff. We've done collaborations before Thor with a horn player. We've had a real good time with that, but whenever we do a collaboration, my cousin and I have to find the space to make for that in person to have their voice. So it was kind of interesting because Thor became this two-headed monster where he was drumming, and that opened up a new thing for Paul for the first time to double drum in the studio, but also he was turning around and doing some synth stuff, which was negotiating my choices a little differently, making me maybe move some guitar out of the way so the synth could speak. So these two songs, Info Ghetto and This Dream, I think were a little informed by Thor leading the ship in a different direction.
Right. And you're bitching enough to let the man hold sway as guest. You know, a lot of people let the ego get out of the way and it crumples the fucking creative, right? What about Cousin Paul? Was he on fucking Trap Kit?
Oh, I was on my full normal kit. What? I did like, you know, full percussive kit that I have usually have set up, and I kind of had some extra pieces that I lent to Thor. So it was really fun to. I had never played with another drummer before like that. So it was really cool to kind of listen and react to what another drummer was doing, and it really helped me kind of change my playing, and you know, it was a really interesting way to approach drumming. You know, I had never done that before, so it was definitely cool. But yeah, I had my normal setup, and I kind of gave some extra stuff to Thor, and he kind of cobbled together a little trap kit from what was in the studio and kind of stuff that I gave him.
What I gather is maybe these tunes started with rhythm element before other, like, synth guitar word spiel got involved?
Yeah, I would say that that's definitely accurate. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, we you know, every kind of, basically what happened was we did three, like, 30-minute jams, and we kind of took a break in between and assessed, like, what we had and, you know, what we had done and kind of went up and listened and were getting excited, and then we would go back down and do another 30 minutes or so until, you know, the piece kind of ended. So, yeah, we just kind of start with maybe Ev doing something on guitar, or maybe, you know, Thor would introduce kind of a synth thing, and, yeah, just kind of like listening to each other, and then we could kind of, you know, follow each other down the path throughout that whole kind of...
Okay, so it wasn't always drums for Zawinski, guitar and synth, too. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, August 14, 2023. Special guests, Evan Paul of Cinema Cinema. Hold tight for hour two! August 14th, 2023, it's the second hour of the Watch from Pedro Show.
espíritus bailando afuera a todos los lados. Fue un día tan tremendo oyendo a los llorando. Fue un día de septiembre.
Drive my mattress up some stairs by the sea. Then watch the old van rust in the guts of the car, standing its nightly expeditions for beer. They went psychotic in the Navy and he wouldn't mend. Something about a sunk junk and speed. Well, he couldn't take the illness or ensure the cure, and there was not one such treatment in the team or sea. I have never known someone who need to talk so much or even fool himself disguising a guest. Well, I just did his bullshit through the next diversion, never bothering with reality checks. I'm saying thou art third, you turn up by black. What the hell could be the matter with you? And where you come from, and why you got collecting anything that turns the color blue? From where it stinks. You think you've seen him, then he's gone in a blink. But once them kill, I hit their target. Don't trust nothing, no one, and don't go believing anything that you think. They say I'm halfway through and I don't know what I'm doing, but I ain't feeling much of nothing at all. But it's my first time too, if that's a valid excuse, I'm gonna wait here for the engine to stall. I've seen the tracks of some giant that smoked some fire fuse like I said in a bottom neck. Does all our beauty lie in being dead and gone? Or is all history made of chickens and they run at sticks? I see the specter of a frigate on a dry rock face. A stone axe held together with an old boot lace. Anything betraying a drift, a dead head weight. You can say you better want to let go. All that's amazing, live like girls and keep their mind put. Digging music made by millionaires for car adverts. Save the whales, invade Iraq and have a hamburger. I can't distinguish between the nightmare and chalk. I was in Tokyo once without any cats. And caught a kumi sang, I caught a pink of siren gas. I took a trip to Nagasaki and I rented Mitsubishi. Then went camping in the Jukai on the map. Food, yeah, I'm singing. Bow, I've heard you turn a bird by black. What the hell could be the matter with you? And where do you come from? And why you got collecting anything that turns a color blue? We'll be right back. well, that spelled the end, and I joined as I for leisure in flight. It's too hard to row a boat in a periscope. Sometimes you gotta do wrong to do right. He got in trouble years back, I haven't seen him since, in a man's room in a nightclub in Madrid. He stole some Dexedrine or something to a plainclothes deal, and writes his thing so bad I ended up deporting him. And the last I heard, he was as free as a bird, tending to Scientology. Or is the heaven's kind of Sharon Tate, or is the legionnaires, or goes to Georgia with a Mujahideen? And someone else was walking eggshells in his birdcage. Someone else shinned his unending lip for hamstrung rage. He was someone else's problem, and that made me glad. So turn and drove him till he's dying glad. I'm singing about a bird, just turn a bird by flag. What the hell could be the matter with you? And where do you come from? And why you go collecting anything that turned the color blue? The board and the blind. It seems the DSS got sick of my BS and have my unemployment privatized. They made a date with me in some agency. I went down there like a fool in love. They made a few phone calls and I real cure all like I was miserable enough. Yeah, I was working that shift when he got this. The first time I seen a coma on the ward. Well, the sister said he won't be needing TV now. He probably won't be needing nothing at all. He was in Tokyo for a while until he stabilized. They flew him back here and the story unfolded. They found him frozen in a hollow in Ashigahara, far afraid that Harakiri Wheel's gone. And he died a little later and was wheeled away. I blame his morbid fascination for it all. And his doubtless, groundless faith in his outdoorsmanship. He didn't kill himself, he didn't have to fall. Yeah, but Hope dies last in a hospital that has a habit of doing it next to you. Why you shit kick round with your eyes to the ground? Like a bower bird appropriate, and then it's in the color blue.
Thank you.
Watford Pedro shall start off the second hour. Cinema, Cinema, War on You, and Born Shitsters out of Fukuoka, Japan. All guys you know. Dog Shit Miller. Y'aller, I guess. A little local slang, North Carolina. Texas Brunch. Yeah. Good stuff. Carnage Asada, brand new here, SoCal. Brother Steve Reed on the bass. September. September. Espanol, right? Gareth Littered after that. Strange Tourist. Lamprodonto. Featuring Mark Stewart, the late great Mark Stewart. We lost him in April. Singer of the pop group. Incredible force. Doug Wimish did bass in the Mafia for him. Waste Bonus Beats. And finally, Cinema Cinema. Us North. Okay. Tip us to the War on You and Us North, please.
Well, War on You is War on You is a pretty wild rave up double drum led number from the new record Mjolnir that gets a little insane. That was one that, as Paul had mentioned before, we did these 3 30-minute jam sessions and kind of assessed what we had in between. They were punctuated with these really loving hugs at the end. It was really a beautiful experience. But to get to the point, towards the end of the first jam session, we felt like we had, you know, we had gone on a bit of a journey. It felt like we were starting to crash land, and Thor suddenly turned around and jumped on hi-hat, kicking like a 16th note kind of beat. And we were just a little exhausted at that moment, but immediately Paul's ears perked up, and then my senses to Paul's ears were lit, and we were on to the next movement. And we kind of went from 60 down to 0, back up to 60, and drove the end of the jam off into what became War on You, which is this kind of stomp that keeps on coming at you, not stopping. It was one of the first ones we put out for people to check out because we felt like it was pretty strong. And that's got a lot of double drumming on it. To jump over to that, Us North, as you said, actually, that one isn't a part of the new album, and it's actually U.S. North, which, sorry if we labeled that funky. That's one of our, that's a deep cut. That's a deep cut. Even bands like us, who are only around for 15 years, we have little B-sides and deep cuts. We got asked in 2018 by a real good friend of ours, beautiful friend to have made on the journey, a gentleman named Don Ziantara. He's a recordist, producer, engineer, however you'd like to use the term, from the D.C. area. He's run Inner Ear Studio in Arlington, Virginia for the last 35-plus years. All the Discord stuff was done there.
Yep.
Don's a beautiful, beautiful soul. Don, we made our second record with Don on this amazing whim of sending him a demo of these songs that we loved and telling him how we read the liner notes to a Fugazi album and learned his name there, and we really look up to him. And he got back to us. He broke down the gate. We thought they were gatekeepers, but he broke down the gate. And that was back when we first started the band, a long time ago. So we recorded with Don at Inner Ear. He let us sleep in the kitchen. We lived there for a week. It was a beautiful experience. We made an EP and an album with him, and it led to this really great familial-like friendship we have with him. So in 2018, years after recording with him, he was helping Crooked Beat Records, this record store in D.C., put together their record store day release. And the whole crux of the biscuit, the topic was Joe Strummer and basically songs that Joe Strummer wrote or co-wrote as the Clash had, like, disbanded but were potentially maybe rebanding. I know he had reached out to Mick Jones, I think, now that this is a Clash podcast. But the point is, I think he was trying to get things going as Mick Jones had moved on with Big Audio Dynamite. Here we are. Crooked Beat Records was putting out a record of that stuff for a record store day, and they assigned us a song. They sent us this bootleg of a Joe Strummer song called U.S. North that was very, very much not in our wheelhouse, very much kind of like this major key synth up-tempo-y kind of pop-ish song that had Mick Jones on vocal, actually. It was a co-write of the two of them that was never used. So U.S. North that you just played is our take on that song, and it was released as a part of Record Store Day 2018 vinyl.
Okay, I'll correct the fucking title. Ambiguous, you know. There was no. If you would have put periods there, I would have. A brief for United States, I understand. Bomb plot. I'm going to play it.
Thank you. wasn't a doubt that the nose was broken. The blood flowed down my face, to my neck, to my chest. Everything rushed straight to my head. Felt like I was going blind. Didn't want to go to the hospital. It was the blood that did the talking. It was the blood that did the talking. It was the blood that did the talking. Couldn't be heard over the blood. River flowing backward down. Over all memory. Tracing pattern.
For Peter Show, that chunk of music start off with Cinema Cinema, and it's with Mark Beese, people, but it ain't from the new album, Bomb Plot. Then we had Spine.im featuring Lorem doing Pure, Fence Post, Preparation, this is Roman numerals here, 77, Predation, Roman numeral 1. Yeah, that's a title. Benedict Edwards after that, a smuggler song. Page Burner from Ray Shin out of Tahoe. And finally, no, Reno. Yeah, they're close, right? Different states, though. Border towns. Cinema Cinema with Riverhead. Was Riverhead part of the new album?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Not always wrong. Enlighten us. First bomb plot. It's an older thing with Martin, but.
Yeah, I'll do up the bomb plot with tying in how we know Martin. That's bomb plot is from a 2017 record of ours called Man Bites Dog, and that was the second album that we worked on with Martin. Martin is this fantastic music maven, noise rock producer, brilliant genius, wizard in his forest of BC studio here in Brooklyn. He's been doing it here for 40 plus years. Everybody's been there, even our amazing host, Watt. He's been there. Everybody's been through Martin's doors. Back in 2012, there was a hurricane that destroyed a big portion of Brooklyn. Paul and I have been Brooklynites our whole life. Hurricanes aren't the norm. We were kind of shocked and sideswiped by it. Our practice space down in the Gowanus area of Brooklyn got destroyed by Hurricane Sandy around Halloween of 2012. We got a phone call to come down, check out the ruins. We did so. That day we were checking out the ruins, we looked up and we saw this diminutive gentleman with long hair and all bundled up, walking down the streets, kind of casing the place. And I noticed him because I'm a crazy music fan and I knew what BC looked like. We called him over to our situation. We said, "Hey, Martin, come on over." He thought, "Who the hell are you?" But it was a fast friendship was born. And BC kind of led us under his wing, into his world as a part of his axis. Right around then, we started to work with him from there forward. He looked out for us. He let us use his studio a bit. We wound up playing lots of shows with Martin on the road. He took us to Europe and introduced us to a lot of people. We've done now this one, the new album that we're not talking about right now, but that's with Martin. But like this relationship with Martin has been huge. And to be honest with you, the new album probably wouldn't have happened if our relationship with Martin wasn't as close as it is, because Martin knew that we had a random period of time with Thor would be available, and Martin made himself available and the studio available, and the synergy that happened because Thor had worked with Martin before on the new album. It's just a fortunate thing for us to have Martin in our life. That's Martin BC. He's the man. Much love to Martin BC.
Yeah, totally. And speaking of water, Riverhead.
I'll jump in on that one because it's actually an interesting song because it's the closest thing maybe we have as a band to a ballad. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a chordal kind of progression that Thor does in the beginning. That's kind of like sounds like an organ, and that was like a new sound that I don't think we ever had on a cinema song before. So it really took us in a totally different direction, and the way that the song kind of developed from the jamming that we did really started with kind of Thor changing the script on us and using that sound, that kind of organy sound that we never really used. And it kind of opened up our minds, and you know, it's weird when you're doing improv, right? You kind of reacting to sounds, and it, you know, kind of organically in your brain kind of opens up your mind to maybe other music you had heard that associates to that sound or use that sound too, and it dictates kind of where you go in the song. So yeah, I think that's one of our more unique songs that the band has ever put out, you know.
Because Paul, I think you're onto something there. You're right about improvisation. You have to really kind of get sensitive and open up and not use the, you know, standard quote unquote cues that you usually do with scripted stuff. But speaking of rivers, East River people is an estuary. It means it's part of the ocean. But they call it the East River. I took my mom on the Circle Line cruise to show her, "Look, Manhattan's actually an island, Ma." It was a couple of days I spent with her in New York City on the way to some Stooges touring. And I'm sure glad I did that trip with her. Well, we're at the end of the second hour, August 14, 2023 edition of Watt Peaver Show. Special guest, Ev Paul, Cinema. Hang tight for hour three. August 14, 2023, third hour of the Watt Peaver Show.
Vision of the future, you are not. been erased. You've been deleted. Yeah, you've been erased. My vision of the future.
Thank you.
For Pedro Show. Start off third hour, Cinema, doing a song from their new album, The Vision of the Future. Mama's Pregnant after that, D.C. area. These cats have like recorded 5,000-6,000 songs and played maybe 5-6 gigs in like 40-something years. Infinite River after that, number 3, Summer Sesh. Damon Smith, stand-up bass man, just got done with the tour with Joe Biza. Pandelis Karayorgis doing Ravine. And finally, Cinema. Run until you're out. Please enlighten your host to the contents of Run Until You're Out in my vision of the future.
All right. I'll jump in for Run Until You're Out, and then I'll let Paul handle my vision of the future. Yeah, Run Until You're Out is another one from that album that Bomb Flat was on, from that 2017 record. So it's another example of us working with Martin. That was one where we had worked with Martin on the album before, and we went into that album before really, really, really prepared, really scripted. And then Martin said, you know, if you guys want to come back and work with me again, I'd love to. Maybe next time be a little less prepared so we could leave some more room for magic in the studio. And as Paul and I were getting material together for that Man Bites Dog record, at the very last second, we kind of felt like we needed one more song. And Run Into Your Out just kind of appeared. It was half of a deal we hadn't used in the past, but a new riff jumped onto it. We had just enough time to get a quick arrangement of it and pop into the studio with it. And it was one of the ones that kind of really stood out in a way that Martin got in there and helped us restructure a certain part and helped us have a different idea about a second section inside it that really helped us to achieve some cool stuff. And also the lyric, Paul and I, because Paul and I, we're family. So we share some lineage. We share a grandfather on my mom's side, Paul's dad's side. My mom and Paul's dad are brother and sister. Their father, our grandfather, Sam, he played baseball. He played in the minors. Came real close to the majors. He was too short. He was 5'5", and he was just at that, you know, last kind of like cutoff where they were looking for people 5'6" and up. But he played for years in the minor league system with the Dodgers. He played against Whitey Ford at Ebbets Field and in the Polo Grounds. Many claims to fame, but he always told this story about trying to score from first base on a bunt. He was on first, and a bunt and a bunch of errors were made, and ultimately he was thrown out at the plate. But his attitude was run until you're out, and I think we kind of, you know, adopted that a little bit in our kind of like drive to do our art. You know, we're just going to keep on going and going and going because it's what we do. You know, if they eventually tag us out, we'll see. We'll argue the call. But that's a little run until you're out spiel. I'm going to let Paul talk about my vision of the future.
Yeah, to run with that fucking metaphor, like swing for the fence.
Yeah.
Okay, let the freak flag fly. That's another tangle, but I get what you mean, Brother F. Cousin Paul, cool. Bring.
Yeah, actually, swinging for the fences, I think, is what we did on our new album, The Old Near. I think that makes a lot of sense. We really just went in and, like, tried to just put our best foot forward and just say yes to every idea musically that we possibly could. And my vision of the future is one of the fruits of that, right? I think it's probably my favorite song on the record. It's one of my favorite songs I think we've ever released. I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud of the drums on it. It really goes into a really cool, you know, where we got musically by the end of the song. It's got a lot of dynamics, but by the end it gets into this kind of like shuffly rap kind of thing, not really rap, but like kind of preachy, words, spoken word kind of thing that Ev does. And, you know, obviously Ev's amazing vocals on that track.
No, that makes sense, because when I was a boy, rap meant just to talk. There was a local show on the TV here, SoCal, when I just came from Virginia, and it was just called Let's Rap, and it was about people just talking.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Shooting from the hip, that's kind of what it does at the end of this. I mean, all these vocals on that song specifically are kind of improv and made up on the spot, stream of consciousness, and it's really awesome to listen to.
Okay, you got zero sum you gave me. I'm going to play.
Yeah! chasing a shadow.
I remember.
was talking about? It sounded really good. I'm looking for that voiceless wilderness. Do you know the way? Voiceless wilderness? Nah, that shit don't exist. Cause I keep hearing voices talking to myself. No matter where you leave me, I'm right here. I'm waiting, standing in the same place that you left me. Come and get me. Come and get me. Come and get me. A voiceless wilderness, nah, man. That shit does not exist. Cause I keep hearing fucking voices talking in my fucking head.
Watch for Pedro's your last music for this edition. Start off with Cinema Cinema, that chunk. Zero Sum. After that, Live Television. Great New York City band. Now, this is the version with Richard Hell, 1975, January 17. Marky Moon. Finally, Cinema Cinema. Voiceless Idaho. Yes. And since you just spoke, Cousin Paul, you bring Brother F on the fucking Zero Sum.
Yeah, Zero Sum. You know, that was one of the only songs that we had a bit of a remnant of an idea of that one before we came in. That is from the new album with Thor Harris, our collaborator, Martin BC, the producer, the magical Martin, Paul and myself and Thor going at it without any plan, improv songwriting. About 2 weeks before we went and cut this, Paul and I were at the practice space. We confirmed the date with Martin. We knew Brother Thor was coming. We didn't know what to do. We didn't want to put limitations on it by making a whole plan because that doesn't really work. Plans usually go out the window once you plug in and the energy takes over. But we tried to maybe have a go-to riff in the bag just in case we hit a point in the improv jam where we were at an impasse and there wasn't quite a sign or there was no certain drift in the breeze to make ourselves turn a certain way. We wanted to have maybe something that we both felt we trusted in the bag to pull out. Zero Sum was about the only idea and just a rough sketch of what it became that we dragged along with us into the session. And we said, you know what? If we hit that point where we need something, maybe we go in this direction. Now, what we had prepared and what we played in the studio, the energy changed. Zero Sum, when it was prepared, was this really fast, you know, like kind of like quadruple the time that it turned out to be, you know, kind of riff. It was really like a mow you down. Don't know how well that came out through Skype, but bear with me. The point is, when we were in the room with Thor, as we had kind of gotten to that point where we needed that next foothold, that next step on the trail up the mountain, I drifted into that. It sounded familiar to Paul, but the tempo was entirely different. And the change of the tempo, the slowing of the tempo, gave it so much more gravity. It really grew into like one of the standouts where we kind of really let loose. So Zero Sum is one that we love. It's pretty wacko, and I'll get out of the way for Cousin Paul to spit now.
Bring Cousin Paul. Voiceless Idaho.
It's funny that you put both these songs together, Mr. Watt, because I feel like they're kind of complementary in a lot of ways. I mean, they're both most beastly, longer kind of songs, expansive songs on the record. Zero Sum ends the first, if you're listening on vinyl, ends the first half of the record. And Voices Idaho is the culmination, it's like the final piece of the record, so it ends the second half. So it's kind of interesting that you bookended, you know, with both those
songs.
Call
those, we call those the label huggers.
That's right. I never heard that one before.
I'll tell you, in the famous label hugger, Cat, is Lee Rinaldo, right? The Lee song on a Sonic Youth album. It always hugs the first side label. Check it out. Joni's song, all that shit. Yeah. Actually, I put together the sequence in length, so that's why it's to end up. And that's why the long-ass Marquee Moon went with it. I just thought it was a little trifecta there. It's beautiful. Where can people find this album on the internet?
We've been really pushing people towards our Bandcamp.
Okay, people, cinemacinema.bandcamp.com.
Yep, you can get it there. We have T-shirts and vinyl. There's a limited run of vinyl, red, really beautiful vinyl with beautiful artwork that Ev's wife Lauren created for this record.
What about tour? Are you going to tour this album?
Well, we're currently on tour. I guess we're on a never-ending tour. I mean, we just played a couple spots last weekend. We played Connecticut and we played Pennsylvania, Philly. This weekend, we're actually going to be playing in Brooklyn, in our hometown.
Now, do you play as a duet? Because Brother Thor probably ain't with you, right?
Typical, you know, us, we're doing stuff that's not on this record at all. We're doing kind of more traditional, you know, cinema songs, but it's just the duo that we're touring with now.
But, you know, I think it'd be totally appropriate that the stuff on the album lives on the album, then you can modify for, like, live presentation.
Exactly, and you know, there is potential for a Thor reunion tour somewhere down the road.
Whoa, I would fucking go to that. I would get in the pit and start the shit. With my cripple ass, even with my fucking coho throwing crutches and shit. Maybe a second album with Mark Beese and Thor Harris. Wow, okay.
We wouldn't say no to that.
Okay. Sure. Beautiful having you aboard. Let me know whatever you do, guys, both do next. I want you back on the show, please, so we can play it and talk about it.
We'd love that. Wow. Oh, thank you.
Absolute. Thank you so much. Every time you're on, man, I get fucking inspired, and I'm ready to write some tunes and record, too. Okay. People, August 14, 2023, Dishwap Peter, so keep your powder dry.